Let's go to the KRDO Newsline right now and visit with ABC's Mike Dubusky, who's in New York right now. It's Tech Tuesday, and this is kind of interesting. Apple and Google could partner on AI. Mike, good morning. This is, I think, exciting news, isn't it?
It is, yes. Good morning. So this comes from a report in Bloomberg that finds that Apple and Google have been talking about bringing Google's artificial intelligence model, which is called Gemini, to the next generation of iPhones. So this would, you know, show up in the next generation of iPhone software specifically, which we usually get a look at in June, so potentially in the next couple of months here. But we don't know a ton about what this can do. We don't know what Apple's ideas about artificial intelligence are, or even what this feature would be called if it ever shows up in an iPhone. The report does indicate that Apple has approached OpenAI to potentially partner on artificial intelligence as well, but it's a significant move, possibly indicating that Apple's own artificial intelligence efforts aren't quite as far along as they want them to be, so that's why they're reaching out to some more established players in the field ahead of launching the next iPhone, the iPhone 16.
You would have thought that Apple might have been farther ahead in this game. I mean, that's, I think, how a lot of people started really thinking about AI, was because of the features in your iPhone.
Well, in some ways, yes, but we also have to take a step back and look at Apple's general strategy when it comes to new technology. They are generally not, or at least in recent years, have not been the first movers in new product categories. The VR headset that they have, the Vision Pro, is not the first mixed reality headset in the world. In fact, you know, you could make the argument that they're actually pretty late to that game. But generally, they show up fashionably late with a really polished product. Will that be the same case with their AI efforts? Will they put their own spin on Google's Gemini product and give us an artificial intelligence that we really are impressed by, that kind of gets around those problems of hallucination or giving you false information or embarrassing answers? You can imagine that Apple would not want that. But that is also a potential pitfall for these technologies, a potential pothole for Apple here as they negotiate how they approach the artificial intelligence space. Google's own Gemini recently found itself in trouble because it was generating images that were in some ways too racially diverse Nazis and popes and founding fathers and what have you, to the point where Google actually had to take down that feature. So, you know, this is a pretty fraught moment in the world of artificial intelligence, and Apple has to negotiate that. But seemingly they have their eye on it. They think that this is going to be something that gives people a reason to upgrade to the new iPhone, which, as we know, has been, you know, getting more expensive as time has gone on. People have not been updating their phones as with the same cadence that they once were. This potentially is a reason for people to get back into that game. And we've seen other competitors get into the space as well. Samsung and Google both integrate AI pretty heavily into their latest generation of smartphones.
And we are visiting with the real Mike Dubusky, who is ABC News technology reporter from New York. When companies get together, they kind of look at, you know, what each brings to the table, so to speak. So let's break it down. What's Google's benefit from this type of merger?
Money, I think, in short. Google and Apple already work together in some capacities. Most notably, Google pays Apple billions of dollars to be the default search engine in Safari. So we know that Google is really good at search. They're sort of the de facto search engine around the world. And if you go to the Safari web browser in your phone, chances are it's going to be a Google search if you conduct a search in that browser. So they, you know, have a pretty lucrative deal there. They're in front of all iPhone customers when it comes to search. Seemingly, that's what they want when it comes to artificial intelligence as well, to be the sort of default artificial intelligence in this growing space. Interestingly enough, when you look at Google's strategy here, they are actually a little bit on their back foot when it comes to the broader artificial intelligence space as well. Many have looked at OpenAI as kind of the dominant force in that field, Google rushing out products to compete with OpenAI. This would really give them a leg up to be on all Apple devices, new Apple devices going forward. If they were to continue, making this, if they were to strike this deal. But, you know, there's a lot of question marks around that as well. Like, how much would they pay to be on all iPhones? You know, can Google, you know, negotiate that and make that fit into their strategy? There's a lot of open questions about this, but it would be a big deal in the artificial intelligence space.
We're out of time. I could spend all day talking about AI. It's so interesting, including NVIDIA, which is going to be a big player in AI. We don't have enough time to talk about it, maybe next time. But always a pleasure, Mike, and you're sure you're the real guy.
Reasonably so. Okay. I mean, you know, I'll let you know if that changes.
But, sounds good.
I would definitely say.
You definitely would. Mike, thanks so much. We appreciate it, as always.
Of course, guys. Take care.